Thank you, Charlie. Good morning, everyone. Dit is so lekker vir my en Tannie Hetty om vanoggend hier by julle te wees. Ja, ouma en oupa. Wonderful journeys. God's been so good to this church. Amen. Yo, I'm sitting here and just realize for how many years, I think we're in Swellendam now, 16 years. It was the first time we saw this building. I remember I walked through the building with the NG predikant and Domini, and for a while we rented the building, and then afterwards we bought it. And then the day when we bought it, I was actually, to be honest this morning, I was so scared in my heart just because of my experience in a church like this wasn't very good for myself. So I was just cautious. God, I looked at the building and I thought to myself, will this work? Want daar stadium het ons nog al die banke gehad en die preekstoel en alles wat daar was en die doopbak en alles was hier so nou. En ek was so bietjie skrikkerig hier binnekant my sê, gaan het werk? Will it work? This building. And I remember Phil van der Westhuizen and Grant Banmol, they were with me that morning, and Phil saw something in my eyes, and he came to me and he said, you know what, Len, I want to tell you something this morning. God does not only redeem people, but buildings as well. And I thought, what? What say ye? And what we see now is God brought so much life to this place. Life in people's hearts and life to the building itself. You look at what happened outside, the cafe and the coffee and the fear and the gesels and the liefde onder mekaar. It's just wonderful to see what God has done. And I just want to thank him in my heart this morning. I had nooit gedink dat dit kan gebeur nie. This is beautiful just to see it. And not just the externals, but the internals itself. In people's hearts and people's minds, just changing people. Mense wat verander het, hoe ek verander het in hierdie tyd. God just took me on a different journey, and he just showed me that there's something much deeper than just being religious. En het my hierdie wonderlike family gegee. Ek en Hetty, as ons hier is, is ons thuis. Maar ons het soveel vriende wat ons by kan gaan kuier. So the past week we visited Namibia in Windhoek because one of the elders passed away unexpectedly. He just died from his heart, and then we went there and we just part of that family as well. Spent time with them and sympathizing with them and just be part of what they go through at this stage. And then we came back during the week again. So yeah, wonderful to be part of a family, a Just Jane family, a 412 family, to have families all over in countries and cities, and guys were in Brasilia and Milani and Kenny and those people, and I'm sure they will tell you they've got a family over there, not just work relationships, but loving relationships, you know. So it's wonderful just to experience it, and in my heart I'm so fulfilled this morning to see what God is doing in his church, still restoring his church and getting people back to him. Amen. Yeah, it's just wonderful to be part of it. And there are still so many people out there in Swellendam, in South Africa, who do not know the Lord, who do not have a relationship with him. And that's why we're here. We've got a redemptive purpose as a church. And I hope this morning you can catch something in your heart. Because I want to talk to... Oh, let me just get the right notes. Yeah. I want to talk to you this morning about Christianity from the heart. Christenskap vanuit die hart. Dis waaroor ek met jou wil praat vanoggend. Miskien kan ek begin by my eie story. Let's start with my own story. Many, many years ago, I discovered my heart. I'm not talking about this physical heart. There's something deeper inside of every one of us. It's your heart. And I discovered my heart when I was on the farm, out there for many years, doing my thing as a farmer, being faithful and worked hard as a young man. And then I spent many hours out there in the field amongst the cattle or amongst the tractors and the planters and everything, and sitting in my bucky and thinking. We didn't have cell phones that time. I mean, so we've got enough time to think. So I was thinking and meditating, and real meditating, not like free status. You know, when they meditate, they'll rock meditate and he slap. So this was sitting and thinking and thinking for years. For 20 years, I was a farmer, and I did the same thing over and over again. And something was just stirring in my heart. And I was thinking to myself, sure, is this really so fulfilling as it should be? Is it rarig so vervullend om 'n boer te wees? Dit was fantasties lekker om uit te wees daar buite in die veld en te boer. Ek weet, dis vandag nog lekker om te sien hoe die ouens dit doen. As jy nou rondry hierso in die Oeverberg en jy sien hoe lyk dit, die koring en die canola, dit is net, vat jou asem weg, so mooi is dit. But I was thinking to myself, there must be something more to life than this. And for many years, I was looking for something, I couldn't find it. I was just sitting there and looking at the field and looking at the cattle and thanking God for everything and thank you for the opportunity to be a farmer and enjoy this. But deep in my heart, there was something that's not fulfilled. And I tried to fill that place in my heart, and I couldn't, with many things in life. Eventually, and by God's grace, I found Jesus. While I was still a farmer, I found Jesus. And it was Him drawing myself to Him. He called my name and said, "You're mine." And from that moment, I met the Lord. That space, that place in my heart was filled. I was fulfilled. But before that, it was a journey where I discovered my heart. Ek het my hart ontdek op daai plek. Met ander woorde, elkeen wat ek vanoggend vir jou wil sê is dat elkeen van ons, die Here het ons gemaak, He created us with a heart inside of us. A capacity to experience life from God. And you will not find peace and you will not find fulfillment until you found God in your life. Does it make sense? So, bear with me this morning. I wrote a lot of stuff down and I want to read it because I meditated on this and I asked God help me so that this morning maybe I want God to touch our hearts this morning, not just getting knowledge in our heads. This is not a teaching. This is something I share from my heart because I believe we need that so much in the time that we live, just because of all the technical stuff, just because of all the intellectual stuff, we get disconnected from our hearts. And you cannot really have an intimate relationship with the Lord if you're disconnected from your heart. Dis so maklik vir ons as, vooral omdat ons geleer is van kleins af, dat emosies is iets wat ons moet onderdruk. Wie van julle weet, wat praat ek van? En dit het gemaak dat ons losgegroei het van dit. En ons het technisch begin word. En selfs in die tyd wat ons nou leef, is dit 'n uitdaging vir my om gekonnekteerd te bly met my hart. Want dit is die plek waar die Here kom woning maak het, hier binne in my. En ek hoop ek kan dit net in vanoggend in jou hart los, sodat jy die Here sal soek in daai plek in jou lewe. Maak dit sin? Deep down in our hearts, God created a special place called desire. Begeerte. Elkeen van ons het 'n begeerte in ons hart. Every one of us has that inside of us. Desire means we are longing for something that, when I have it, brings fulfillment, joy and peace. We even understand our right of existence. Ek verstaan my bestaansreg. Hoekom is ek hier? In other words, we find purpose in life. It is a hard thing. Die Here het ons so gemaak. Hy het ons daardie kapasiteit gegee hier binnekant ons. Dis hy wat ons so gemaak het. So begeerte wat hier binnekant in my hart lê is dat ek dat daar vrede sal kom in my hart, kom van die Here af. Daai begeerte. Desire means ja. In itself desire is not wrong and given from God. It is what we want to fill it with which makes it good or bad. Unfortunately, the forces of darkness and the world that we live in will do anything to fill that desire in our lives. And so many of us are deceived by it. And by embracing it, we try to find the fulfillment of our desire. For the rich, it is material things. For the powerful, it is power. For the adventurous, it is discovery. For the poor, it is fairness, rechtvaardigheid. For the career-driven, it is success. For the beautiful, it is to be adored. For the talented, it is to be the best. For the religious, it is principles and performance. And so on. And for those who tried all of these and none of it answered the desire, they sell their lives to addiction, sin, and hopelessness, trying to escape these false presentations which will never be fulfilling. Dis ek het sien. And I hope this morning you will be honest with yourself. Because I believe we are going to have a time before the Lord. We can come back with our hearts. We find our desires in our hearts, not in our minds. We call it passion. Dis passie. Hier binnekant in my. And if we see this thing we call Christianity and relationship with God accurately, we will live from and connect to Him and other in our hearts, and not just from a place of faithfulness or works. Die hele uitroep, as jy deur die woord gaan, die hele uitroep is dat God wil hê dat jy met Hom sal konnekteer in jou hart. Ek meen, wat ek probeer sê vanoggend is dat jy kan faithfulness, om getrou te wees, is nie gelyk aan intimiteit met die Here nie. Wat hy soek is dat jou hart aan hom sal behoort. Jy kan deur die hele skrif lees. Ons gaan met dit uitkom vanoggend. Ek het 'n boek gelees, die boek se naam is The Sacred Romance, and Brent Curtis puts it in this book. He says, a life without heart is not worth living. For out this wellspring of our soul flows all true caring and all meaningful work, all real worship and sacrifice. Our faith, hope, and love come from this fountain as well. Because it is in our heart that we first hear the voice of God, and it is in the heart that we come to know Him and learn to live in His love. We may remember Him inviting us to a life of beauty, intimacy, and adventure that we thought was lost. For others of us, when He called, it felt like for the first time in our lives, as if our heart had finally found a home. We responded in faith, in hope, and in love, and began the journey we call the Christian life. Each day seemed a new adventure as we discovered the world with God by our side. So this is my story. You've got a story, and I've got a story. And then we've got His story, or history. But my story is that, yeah, there was a day when I remember that I invited God in my life. And I gave my heart to Him, and I found beauty and intimacy and adventure. It was a wonderful time in my life. Unfortunately, as we grew older in the Lord, not just in age, but in the Lord, as we become more mature in Jesus, we tend to lose the passion we had at first. Dus ook om Jesus gesê het, julle het julle eerste liefde verloor. Our first love, as Jesus puts it, we lose our hearts. The fire in most Christians nowadays is nothing more than just a faint smoke. That's what it is. Ek kom so baie plekke. Hoekom sê ek hierdie vanoggend vir julle? Ek kom so baie plekke in gemeentes waar ek hoor dat die ouens sê, hey man, it's real hard work nowadays to get the guys devoted, to get the guys committed, to do community. I have to beg the people to come. They always got an excuse not to be there. And it's just hard work to do church. And I believe it's because we as a people, we got disconnected with our hearts. We lost the fire in our hearts for Jesus. Kan julle hoor wat ek sê vanoggend? In my eie lewe moet ek versigtig wees, want ons kan so besig wees en ons dink faithfulness is dit wat die Here soek. Faithfulness is belangrik, maar as dit nie kom het vanuit 'n plek van waar die vuur in my hart brand nie en waar ek weet hier binnekant dit is waar die Here is nie en my liefde van hom lê in my hart, nie in dit wat ek doen nie. Ons gaan nou by daai skrifte kom. If we lose heart, loving and serving God starts to be something of striving in our own effort to do it good and beautiful and faithful. We again eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, not from the tree of life, who is Jesus himself. The reality of life is that the trees which we were available in the Garden of Eden are still available today, and we can choose from which one we eat. Vandag nog, die boom van die lewe is Jesus. En dit wat ons baie keer sê, wat kerk is, kan vir ons word net 'n plek van wat is reg en wat is verkeerd. Dis 'n klomp reëls en regulasies en is 'n resept van om sekere dinge te doen. And we lose our hearts in this. Ek hoop julle hoor wat ek vanoggend probeer sê. The reality of life is that the trees which were available, I said it now. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Dis wat Jesus gesê het. Ek het gekom sodat julle lewe kan hê en dit in oorvloed. En ek is eerlik met myself en ek hoop jy doen dit ook volgende. Ek is eerlik genoeg met myself om te kan vra, Here, het in my hart. Of doen ek net hierdie goeders? En daarom het ons nodig om ons hart te bewaar, meer as enige iets alles. Spreuke 4:23, Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Wat staan daar, bewaar jou hart meer as enige iets anders, want daaruit is die oorspronge van die lewe, dis wat ek ken in die ou Afrikaans, nee. Bewaar jou hart meer as enige iets anders. Met ander woorde, as jy hom nie bewaar nie, kan het gebeur dat jy dit verloor, dat jy jou hart, wat die oorsprong is van lewe, wat die Here hier binnen in jou gesit het, dat jy die compassie wat jy behoort het, die passie, die vuur, die emoties, wat die binnenkant in ons behoort te wees, wat deel is van ons lewe, wat nie verkeerd is nie, want baie van ons wil net met die Here teologies met hom reg wees, in plek daarvan dat ek 'n intieme verhouding met hom kan hê, dat dit 'n hard ding is. So, with this being said, how do we find our desires answered in God? How do we find his life and make sure we don't lose heart or our passion and love for God? So, we have to try to find the answer in this. Am I right? So to start off, I want us to consider something we need to realize and believe. For many years, I was taught that I cannot trust my heart on the basis of Jeremiah 17:9. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately seek who can understand it. So for baie jare is ek hierdie ding geleer in Jeremiah 17:9. Die hart is boos, siek. En jy kan nie jou hart vertrou nie. So, moenie daar gaan nie. It's only recently that I deeply realized that knowing God and loving him are not manifested in what I do or not do, or how much I devote myself to him, or how much I know, but it is based on discovering his heart for me more and more. Dis wat dit is. On this journey, I became more and more able to love him from the desire of my heart. He became my desire. I'm on that journey still. I'm not there yet. Ek is nog nie daar nie. Maar ek vorder. En op hierdie stadium is dit die rigting waarheen ek wil gaan. Want as ek eendag voor die Here wil gaan staan, wil ek nie hoor dat hy vir my sê, wie's jy? Maar Here, ek het net hier rondgery, ons het kerke besoek, wie's jy? Do I know you? het ek jou hart. You can be faithful, so faithful, without God having your heart. It's possible. Psalms 73:21-26 says this so beautiful. Dis nie so mooi in die Afrikaans nie, dis mooier in die Engels. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast towards you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. Even, ek meen, wat die Psalm vanoggend Jesus sê, selfs toe ek so was, bitter in my hart, toe ek soos 'n dier was. Jy weet wat 'n dier, nee, wat nie hierdie goed kan begryp en dit verstaan nie. Nogtans was ek altyd by u gewees. Nogtans sit u my hand vasgehou. You guide me with your counsel and afterward you will receive me to glory. Dis so mooi. Dit sê van wie God is. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Ek hoop jy hoor iets vanoggend wat ek dat vir my moeilik is om oor te dra. Ek probeer my bes. Maar wat ek probeer sê vanoggend vir ons as Afrikaanse mense is dat hierdie ding van Christenskap gaan oor jou hart. Gaan nie oor 'n resept nie en oor wette nie en regulasies nie en getrouheid oor alles nie, maar dit gaan oor 'n intieme verhouding met die Here. Alles gebeur van daai plek af. As God nie die begeerte van jou hart is nie, maar iets anders is die begeerte van jou hart. En jy sal weet vanoggend, jy sal weet dat jy weet wat dit is. Dan is dit net vanoggend die uitnodiging wat die Here net sê, kom terug na my toe met jou hart. I and all of us have to believe that when we came to Jesus and received his saving grace and life, he gave us a new heart. You see, dis die ding wat ek moet besef, want my hart, ja, toe ek sonder die Here was, was my hart boos gewees. Maar toe ek by die Here uitgekom het, het hy vir my 'n nuwe hart gegee. Ezekiel 36:26 says, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and I give you a heart of flesh. Ek het nodig om dit te vat en te verstaan. Dit wat die Here my mee gemaak het, my hart, net soos wat ons sien dat hy alles besig is om te restoreer, is my hart ook gerestoreer. My hart het ook op 'n plek gekom wat dit vlees is. Want ek nie 'n koue hart is nie, 'n harde hart het nie, maar ek het sag geword. Dis wat daai skrif sê. Jy het 'n harde hart gehad en nou het jy 'n sagte hart. Ek gee vir jou 'n sagte hart. Acts 2:37 says, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. Die eerste preek wat gepreek is deur Petrus, en hy het hulle vertel van Jesus en in die gospel vir hulle gepreek staan, dat hy were cut to the heart. Dis nie net 'n ding wat hulle verstaan het nie. Something happened in their hearts. So for many years, they were taught by the Pharisees and scriptural knowledge and principles and laws. And the first time they heard the gospel, they were cut to the heart. And they asked the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Does that mean that we can trust our hearts completely? No, but what it does mean is that when we are born again, God gave us hearts with a desire after him, and this wonderful promise that God will dwell in our hearts. He did not say minds, in our hearts. Hy het nie gesê in ons gedagtes nie. Paulus het dit so mooi gebid in Efesiërs 3 vers 14 tot 19. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. And dit is hoekom hy dit bid, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That is the reason, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Dis die begeerte van God, is dat jy hom so sal ervaar. dat jy deur die geloof sal weet dat Christus in jou hart kom woon. Daar is 'n plek hier binnekant wat net hy kan vul. En al die goed wat ons genoem het, sal nooit in pas staan nie. Jy kan nie 'n ronde paal in 'n vierkantige gat sit nie. Alles wat jy probeer pas nie daarin nie. So when the Spirit strengthens us, we will find faith to experience the presence of God in our hearts, filled with love. If we are supposed to experience our walk with God entirely from a faithful, obedient and religious side of life and not from our hearts, we will not experience His life. As dit net gaan oor wat ek doen en die mechanika van dit alles en getrou te wees, kan ons nie die lewe van Jesus ervaar nie. So one of the keys not to lose heart is to stay connected with what's going on in the deepest part of your being. That wonderful part of you which you are able to experience intimacy in life. That wonderful part of you which God created to be His dwelling place. So is elkeen van ons gemaak. Not losing heart in this life also means we set our eyes on Jesus, who led us by example of what it means to live from the heart. Jesus, wat hy gedoen het op die aarde, was iets in sy hart gewees. Hy was met sy hart in dit gewees. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. His heart was in it. His heart is still in it. He followed, he heard God in his heart. Hy het die Here gehoor in sy hart. Another key to not lose heart is to not replace intimacy and communion with God by activity or works. So Isaiah 29:13, the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me. And their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. So wat dit sê is dat hulle vrees vir my is iets wat mense hulle geleer het. Dit kom nie hier uit nie. Dis wat God daar sê. In Jesaja 29. He wants to capture our hearts by his love. To pray, what it means to pray, om te bid. To pray is to descend with a mind into the heart. And there to stand before the face of the Lord, ever present, all seeing within you, and allow our hearts to give our minds the words to pray, and to simply listen what our hearts speak. That's intimacy with God. Dis wanneer jy al die gedagtes wat jy het, om net voor die Here te gaan staan, soos wat jy is. En weet, hier's 'n plek hier in my lewe waar die Here kom woning maak het, is hier binne in my. En my verhouding met hom is nie uit my kop uit nie, maar uit my hart uit. Dis 'n oefening om te luister na jou hart. Hallo? Dis 'n plek wat ek en jy moet soek, want as jy jou hart vind, dan kan jy God hoor. Dan kan jy hoor wat hy binne in jou spreek. Ek weet dit is ook die Here hoor. Maak 'n tyd nodig om stil te word om dit te doen. Jy sien, as jy die hele tyd die selfoon by jou het, en jy is die hele tyd besig, en as jy opstaan begin jy werk, en as jy werk tot vanaand tot jy omval, en dit is hoe jou lewe lyk dag vir dag in, dag en dag uit, is dit moeilik om daai plek te vind hierso. En jy word gedisconnecteer van jou hart af. Maak dit sin. Jy kan selfs in die bediening wees, en jy kan so besig wees dat jy dit verloor. Jy verloor hierdie vermoë om te hoor wat God in jou hart sê. Ek het 'n wonderlike skrif vanoggend die eerste keer raak gelees in my lewe. Eerste keer in my lewe wat ek hierdie skrif raak lees. In Matthew 10:27, it says, Jesus said to his disciples, he sent his disciples, he said this, what I tell you in the dark, say it in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. So this means you need to have a secret place where he can speak to you. Quiet enough so that you can hear him whisper. What I tell you in the dark. So is God speaking in the dark? So you see, that dark means a secret place. When you lie on your bed in the early morning, that's when you are more able to hear God. It's in the dark. It's in your heart. It's not your study room. It's not like God's waiting for you in your study room. It's good to have a quiet place where you can spend time with the Lord. But actually, He wants you to hear Him in your heart. The secret place is inside of you. That's what it is. And you have to hear Him whisper so softly, so gently, that you know that's God speaking to me now. Dis die kapasiteit wat ek in jou behoort te. En ek weet julle sit en kyk my vanoggend, maar ek sê vir meeste van ons mense in vandag se lewe het hierdie kapasiteit verloor. Ons het hierdie kapasiteit verloor. Ons doen alles wat ons moet doen. Maar ons het nie meer, ons hoor nie die Here meer hier nie. You need a place where your cell phone is shut down, your family does not have access to. Your mind is not directing your life and you are able to discern His small, gentle voice. God will never shout at you. Hy gaan nooit vir jou skree nie. Ek hoop ek maak iets los in jou vanoggend. Dis nie vir my wat ek hierdie goeders doen vanoggend en preek nie. Dit is vir ons allemaal. Not losing heart in this life we live now also means we set our eyes on eternity and on that great life that awaits us who are in Him. Wat gaan maak dat ek nie my hart verloor nie, is om te weet wat die Here vir my het. In dit alles, intimiteit met die Here, en dit is waarheen ek en jy op pad is. Verseker. 2 Korintiërs 4 vers 16 tot 18, 2 Korintiërs 4 vers 16 says, so we do not lose heart. That though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Here in my heart, weet ek, om by die Here te bly is om te weet dat hierdie lewe wat ons hier leef is net tydelik. It's just temporary. If you're lucky, it's 70 or 80 years. Then there's eternity. So God has set eternity in our hearts, not ourselves. Die Here het dit binne in jou hart gesit. And that keeps me going every day om te weet, I'm on a journey now. So one of these days I'm going to stand before the Lord. Maybe that's quicker than I think. Maybe for me or for you. But there will come a day where you will stand before the Lord. And you will come with your heart. Not with what you've done. That will be important. That you really do what God told you to do. But that will be secondary. Primary will, there will be a place where God will show you where is your heart. I saw your voice. Or your heart is. He will show you. Does it make sense? So I believe you've got two invitations this morning. But before I do this, I think we need to worship God. And then in the worship this morning, we will give God time to give that invitation again to us. So I hope you heard my message this morning. It's all about heart, Christianity from the heart. If you just come to church and it starts to feel like a schlep, the drug, ach, it's not for me lekker nie. It's a meeting of the board. And community, niks maak jou weer opgewonde nie. Quiet time is not working for me. Christianity is not really working for me. Then you need to come to the Lord again with your heart and repent. Lord, and be honest, Lord, I lost my heart in this. It's not for me lekker nie. It's not meer opgewonde daaroor nie. Daar's nie meer vuur in my lewe nie. It starts in your heart. I cannot give it to you. But only you can come to the Lord this morning on His invitation, and He can give it to you. So let's worship God. And then wait on Him to see, is it recht? And then wait on Him to see what He speaks to us this morning. Amen. And then we're going to respond on that. And I ask you this morning to not let this time go past you, but to respond on what the Lord invites you to this morning, please.